Chapter 49. Why would Bryce and Whit have been arguing about money? Jesse said to Lily.
I forget sometimes, Lily said. Are you investigating us or your murder?
I can't do both, Jesse said. They were at a window table at the yacht club the next morning. Lily had told Jesse she preferred meeting there, wanting to get out of the house. Karina, she told him, was packing up Whit Kane's clothes, and she didn't need a front row seat to that. Jesse had asked if it was all right to wear jeans to the yacht club. It had been so long since he'd been there, he'd forgotten the dress code. Lily reminded him that he'd be there with her, and could wear whatever the fuck he wanted to.
In answer to your question, she said, my son and my husband argued about everything. She wore what looked to be business clothes, a pale green linen blazer over a white shirt, black pants.
When Jesse had told her she looked nice before sitting down, she told him to get over it. She was on her way to a board meeting.
Should be spelled B-O-R-E-D, she said.
Now she tilted her head slightly.
Only Karina could have told you they were arguing about money, she said.
Lily smiled. But then she never thought of herself as working for me. Not from the start. Always him. I always wondered if she'd been one of his girls down in Florida, as much as they both denied it.
Jesse tucked that observation away and returned to the topic of Bryce and Whit.
Seems odd, though, Jesse said. Wouldn't their wars about money have been fought a long time ago?
Odd for everybody else, she said. Or for the Canes?
Was it about the will?
My, Lily said, how truly chatty Miss Karina has become. At this rate, she's going to be lucky to make it to the end of the month.
She's leaving?
Bryce's decision, Lily said. But I didn't do much to stop him.
Jesse said, I think she still sees herself as taking care of him.
What, his ashes?
Jesse sipped coffee, Lily her tea. For the moment, Jesse felt as if they'd gone to neutral corners.
Lily said, I still don't see what this has to do with this man Paul Hutton's death.
Still trying to figure out why he was here.
Lily smiled again. The existential question, she said. Why are any of us here?
I heard there were also arguments between Whit and you, Jesse said. No point in trying to protect Karina now. They were past that. Jesse imagined her packing up her own belongings before the day was out.
Karina, Lily said. Don't blame her, Jesse said.
She will be well compensated with parting gifts, Lily said. Or maybe she thinks of it as combat pay at this point.
Don't mess with Lily Kane, Jesse said.
We've known each other a long time, Jesse, she said. By now you should know as well as anyone that I'm a good sport until I'm not.
Were you always this tough?
Let me ask you a question, she said. Don't you think I had to be?
Was there an issue with the will?
No.
No recent changes that might have upset Bryce?
Bryce was about to get everything he wanted, she said. The money and the power.
Didn't he have enough of both already?
Lily sighed. The only way my son was ever going to get out of his father's shadow, she said, was when there was no shadow.
Jesse imagined Karina now, in the big bedroom on the second floor, packing up secrets, along with the old man's clothes. Maybe ones she hadn't shared with Jesse.
Could Paul Hutton have had something on Whit, Jesse said. Something he thought he could use to shake him down, like shaking a money tree?
Many tried that with my husband, Lily said. Hardly any ever succeeded.
What happened to them?
She smiled. They went away and never came back.
I thought that's the way Whit's father was supposed to have done business, Jesse said.
My husband, she said, never completely abandoned those methods, especially if he thought someone was after his money.
Paul Hutton was abandoned as a baby in Florida, Jesse said. Not far from Palm Beach, left in a dumpster.
Good Lord, she said. Who would do such a thing?
Someone. And you think it's somehow part of the story? Lily said. His story, anyway. You don't give up. If it was a member of your family who got shot in the back of the head, would you want me to? Jesse said. Lily smiled a thin smile.
Which member?
She sighed again.
Jesse, I would help you if I could, she said. You know I would. But I can't.
There was a reason he came here.
You're convinced he wanted something from us?
Jesse shrugged.
If he lived, Lily said, he would have had to take a fucking number.
She said fucking loud enough that the nearest waiter turned his head.
Man, you are tough, Jesse said. He smiled at her now.
You know the old line about how getting old isn't for sissies, Lily said. A lot of people gave Paul Newman credit, Jesse said. But an old actor I knew back in L.A. said it was actually Betty Davis.
Either way, Lily said, being a Kane isn't for sissies either.
You must have wanted it, Jesse said. And wit.
Not as much as he wanted me, Lily said.